Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Before we do, we are going to the lines themselves. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. You know, they just keep adding things to my list of what this party is. You know, it is the party of mass deception, defamation, dereliction, division, destruction, and death by deviants. And I just had to tell you that this morning. They just keep adding to my list of why I would never vote for a Republican again after 66 years on this earth because of what they've become. Thank you so much for all the information you're giving us, but this is just unacceptable. They are just, in my opinion, terrorists that every day we wake up and they're pulling something else on us. They do not work for the people. They don't care about anybody, so I hope Republicans wake up. I've been independent my entire life. Believe you me, Republicans, wake up, because these people don't give one iota about your life, about your family, or about anything, and they don't even care about the United States of America, and that's my biased opinion this morning. Thank you, Matt.
Right. Thanks a lot, Gene. Yeah, passionate and insightful as always, Gene. It's not the party, the Republican Party that you knew or I knew as a kid growing up or heard about or heard through parents or friends or anything. This is a party that has become the American Fascist Party. And are there exceptions? Of course. Of course, there are exceptions. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger are exceptions. Occasionally, somebody like Mitt Romney will vote, for instance, to impeach Trump twice. There were 8 Republicans who supported his impeachment on the insurrection issue. There were 13 Republicans in the House who voted for the hard infrastructure. There are people. There are people. However, the party as a whole is going in a fascist way. I don't say that lightly. You know, the word fascist has been abused. You know, everybody throws it around. They'll throw around Nazi, fascist. I mean, the point is what the Nazis did was unthinkable, beyond humanity, the Holocaust. Fascism, really, Mussolini was the one who first introduced into politics in Europe back in, the 1920s, thereabouts. And, you know, it became very chic after a while. You know, some 16-year-old girl would say, my father's such a fascist, he grounded me for being late on curfew or something. I don't mean it in a trivial sense. What I mean is the Republican Party is attacking the foundation of our democracy, which are our elections, the foundation of our democracy. And they're caving in to a violent minority, and Trump is the concert master. So Gene is exactly right. And what I'm about to discuss will make Gene's blood boil even more, and it makes my blood boil and others. But Gableman, the Gableman Enterprise, Robin Voss, up until the Republican convention this last year, when he was asked about the Cyber Ninja audit and all this, he didn't really attack the results of the election. Said, well, you know, we should move on. And he knows that Joe Biden won. He doesn't attack the election as a whole because the Republicans in their gerrymandered seat won big, and they actually took over 2 Senate seats. So he can't very well attack it. And even Ron Johnson at a fundraiser in the Republican Party said, Biden won because Trump got 51,000 fewer votes than our legislative candidates did. 51,000. And it's on Trump. We said it at a private fundraiser as it was taped, but Paul Ryan said, Biden won. Get over it. Let's move on. But the truth of the matter is that, and Voss was in that camp until the convention. Donald Trump, you know, he is this sort of Svengali. He's this sort of this voice that comes out of nowhere. It sort of reminds me of the novel 1984. Suddenly a disjointed voice comes out and scares everybody in the Republican Party. And he goes, well, the leadership there and Voss, you know, they're slipping. They aren't doing the right thing. Voss is terrified that the base, the Trump base, which is about 30% of the vote, will go against him. So he appoints Gableman right out of thin air and initially lies and says his budget is going to be about 44 grand for him and a couple of grand a month for four police officers. That wasn't enough. Trump continued to protest. And then Voss increased Gableman's budget to about 680 grand. And it has no cap on it because it's whatever Gableman wants to spend. Well, Gableman, for a long time, refused to say who his staff was and how he's spending the money. They said, are you sending invoices to Voss? Yeah. Can I see him? No. They go to Voss. Do you have invoices? Yeah, maybe. I don't read them. I'm not kidding. That's what he said. I don't read them. Well, Gableman got so much heat, and the open records laws are the open records laws, that he finally just revealed who his staff and his expenses are. And he said, I am paying my team between $40 an hour and 10 grand a month. Oh, really? Oh, really? That'd be great. You go to apply for a job and they'll say, well, you'll get 40 bucks an hour or 10 grand a month. Well, thank you. I'll take the 10 grand a month. No. It's going to be between those. Well, in this case, here's a break. Gableman gets 11 grand a month, contrary to what Voss said. A guy named Andrew Kloster, who is Trump's lawyer, who was pushing the big lie, gets 5 grand a month. And he's the one that said the election was stolen for Trump. A lawyer, he gets 5 grand a month. Carol Mattis, California lawyer, no one ever heard of her. I never heard of her, 5 grand a month. Why are we paying a California lawyer 5 grand a month? You can't find a Wisconsin lawyer? I know plenty of them. A guy named Gary Waite, $3,200 a month. A guy named Ron Hoyer, $2,500 a month. Gableman denied that anybody on his team had ever filed a lawsuit to overturn the election. That was not true. Ron Hoyer did. He was representing an outfit that did exactly that. These people are all people who have already decided on the big lie that the election was no good. A guy named Clint Lancaster, an Arkansas attorney. He represented the woman who sued Hunter Biden in a paternity suit. He's getting 10 grand a month. 10 grand. Would you like 10 grand a month out of our tax dollars, my tax dollars, your tax dollars? For the lawyer who represented the woman who sued Hunter Biden for paternity. Three former detectives of the Milwaukee Police Department, all conservative Republicans, Thomas Obregon, Neil Saxton, Edward Chaim, $40 an hour. These guys are getting shortchanged, apparently, on our dime. The budget now is 686, can go up. He claims he's already spent 175 grand on staff, office supplies, and travel. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. Somewhere along the line, somebody said that a computer consultant was getting over 300 grand. I don't know how that computes with saying you only paid 175. I think this is funny money. I don't think this is normal accounting, okay? In my 40 years of practicing law, have never seen a client say, oh, okay, I can be that, you know, okay. I'm not going to dig too deep, but 686 grand, it can go up? Yeah, okay. And you only spend 175? Yeah. But I thought you said you spent 350 for a consultant. Yeah, I don't know. And Voss, the guy who's supposed to look at it, doesn't read it. Now, Gableman now is threatening to put in jail the mayors of Green Bay and Madison. Your mayor over in Madison, up in Green Bay, that you guys are listening up there, going to jail. For what? Because they won't give him a deposition. That's not true. The mayor of Madison said, I'll give him a deposition. It has to be in public. I want people to see it. He's not going to star chamber me in some back room. The guy in Green Bay said, you said I didn't have to give a deposition. I've given you 20,000 documents. what Gableman is. And then he said, I filed actions against them. Nobody could find them. They haven't been served with them. Now they've come up and there's a hearing December 22nd and December 23rd to put the mayors of Madison and Green Bay in jail after Trump or after Gableman said they didn't have to show up. It just wants to keep them on the back burner. And he got documents from some of them. He got documents. Then apparently he traveled down to Pleasant Prairie, the headquarters of the Uline Corporation. Now, Richard Uline and his wife are big donors to the conspiracy. And he says, I didn't meet with them. I don't know them. I was down there on a clerical matter. Oh, really? You went to the headquarters of the Uline Corporation in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, and had nothing to do with the owners? And why didn't you come to my office for a clerical thing? We let you use the Xerox machine, you idiot. You idiot. We would let you use the Xerox machine. This thing is the gang that couldn't shoot straight. This thing is Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, except it's costing you money. And it's costing me money, our tax dollars, to appease Trump and give the appearance of doing something. This is criminal. This should be investigated in a grand jury by the Attorney General. The theft of our money. Going to break. Lines open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.